Our guest at the cafe this morning is Judy Woods, representing the Greenville Symphony Series. Judy, good morning.
Good morning.
And first time Judy's been on this program, but feels like you should have been on. I've known you for a long, long time, and first time we've talked on the radio.
Yes, it is, and I expect I'll be talking with you again now that I know about
good.
You.
Good. I hope you will. Anyway, the Greenville Symphony Series has been going for a long time now. The deadline to buy season tickets is Friday, but the thing about buying season tickets is not such a thing as it once was.
No, actually, it's not really a deadline. It's the end of our season ticket drive, if you will, when all the volunteers are going out and calling people and badgering them to buy season tickets. But really, we sell both season tickets and individual tickets all year long. You can buy a one-time concert ticket at the door for any of the concerts. But of course, the season ticket is a real bargain. It's $55 for an adult, and an individual ticket for one concert is $30. So
that is a bargain.
Yeah.
$55.
And compared to what you pay when you go to the Meyerson in Dallas, you can get the whole season and not worry about paying for parking, and it's still less than what you'd pay for one ticket.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I'm not surprised. So that is a great deal, and we're going to talk about the specific concerts coming up that the Dallas Symphony gives there at the Municipal Auditorium. Does the Dallas Symphony Orchestra do this in other smaller cities?
Not anymore. Back in the 70s, they decided they were going to do some outreach to the smaller communities around the DFW area. And there were 12 small cities that they called it the Symphony Festival Series. And of those 12, Greenville's the only one left. And I expect the reason for that is it's hard to raise enough money to bring in the Dallas Symphony. It costs us $80,000 a year to bring them in. And we're fortunate in that we have the F.L. Young Foundation that supports the arts, and they give us part of that. And we have the Cullen Family Foundation, and they give us a nice donation every year. And there's several other fairly big donors, some of the industries in town and businesses. And so, so far, cross my fingers, we've been able to manage that contract with the DSO, and we hope we can for years to come.
We are talking with Judy Woods, and Judy's representing the Greenville Symphony Series. It's actually the Dallas Symphony that plays in Greenville. And the first of the concerts this year is Friday, November 15th at 7:30 p.m., and they're doing what they call Masterpiece Classics.
Yes, they are. And it's some of the more traditional classics. I don't know what the pieces are going to be. They haven't sent that to us yet. But it's Debussy and Mozart and Ravel and familiar
things that are
composers.
Generally familiar, right?
Yes.
For an audience that's probably not as edgy as maybe some symphony orchestra concert audiences might be.
That's true. However, I was having this discussion with someone just the other day. Even if you think you're not into classical music, to watch that orchestra perform on the stage and to hear that wonderful music in person, there's just something
very
special
about
it.
No, it is. You're right. It is. It's just the presence of it is something very special. Thursday, February 20th at 7:30, Great American Movie Music.
That one's going to be really fun. It's going to include music by John Williams that everyone loves, and Elmer Bernstein, and a number of other composers who compose pretty much strictly for the movies. So there will be familiar tunes there.
I've heard people say that that movie themes and movie scores are our modern classical music.
And that's true. And you know, even the more traditional classical music you hear in movies sometimes, and cartoons. That always surprises me.
Well,
Debussy is in a lot of cartoons.
Especially the old Warner Brothers cartoons.
Yes.
Then Saturday, May 30th, the best of summer popular classics.
Right, and that's going to be John Philip Sousa, Strauss, Tchaikovsky. I'm sure it'll be War of 1812 Overture and Stars and Stripes Forever, all of our favorite patriotic.
Fantastic. And there's another thing that's going on with this that I think is terrific, and this is that they will come on Friday, November 15th, when the first of the regular concerts will be, and they're doing a couple of concerts for kids.
Yes, we've done this every year since the series began. There are two concerts for Hunt County school children. They bus the kids in from all the schools, fourth or fifth graders. It varies from one year to the next. And homeschools are invited if there's room, mm-hmm. once we get all the mm-hmm. public school kiddos in there. There's no cost to the children or their families. There's no cost to the schools. It's covered in the cost of our contract with the orchestra. And they do a wonderful job with the kids. They have age-specific presentations, if you will.
And when people buy their tickets, then that
they're
helps
supporting
to support.
That. Yes,
to,
exactly.
To support that. Of course, it's in the Greenville Municipal Auditorium, which was renovated recently. That's a terrific venue for any musical event.
New sound system, new seats. Yeah. It's absolutely wonderful. And actually, the acoustics are very good in that auditorium. Back before the Meyerson was built, we kept hearing that the DSO was considering recording at the GMA,
wow.
because the acoustics were so good in that auditorium. But then, of course, someone gave them a lot of money and they built the Meyerson. So there you have it.
Judy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Can I tell you how much the tickets cost?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Adult tickets are $55. Family tickets are $120, and that includes two adults and any number of children or grandchildren, high school age or younger. And that's really a very nice price for three concerts in the children's concerts.
And you can also buy tickets at Dallas Symphony Greenville, all one word, .com. Judy Woods with the Greenville Symphony Series, and you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.